Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Tuesday, January 30th. Oh boy, massive monster night in the NBA last night. We will talk about Joel Embiid sitting. Are you guys seeing that he only can miss a certain amount of games left to be qualified for All-NBA? I mean, are people going to vote him MVP? I think that's going to be a fun topic. Obviously, we got 2 weeks to fill now before the Super Bowl happens. So we'll do a bunch of NFL, but we will start to do NBA. And there's a kind of a sad Warriors story that we're going to dig into here shortly. You guys know I'm a Steph Curry guy, but it's not looking good for Golden State. They legitimately could miss the playoffs. But first, I want to start with the NFL. And, you know, obviously we're going to do plenty of Niners, Chiefs. I maintain I have zero bets on this game. Leaning toward a teaser, teasing up the Niners and teasing the total under. But I want to just pivot a little bit to one of the teams that was on the doorstep, the Detroit Lions, super close to the Super Bowl. I was at my buddy's, one of the great Fox members' houses, watching the game. And, you know, he's a Detroit guy. He's celebrating the Michigan Natty and thought he could get another one with Detroit. And it's weird because the Lions were so close, and we've seen this happen so many times. A team overachieves, gets to the Super Bowl, and then is like, hey, we're going to be right back here next year. Dan Marino is the most famous example, gets there in his second year, lighting the league on fire, and then never gets back to the Super Bowl. Joe Burrow, and again, he's got plenty of chances left, but gets to the Super Bowl, and now every year it's like, oh, Joe Burrow's going to get to the Super Bowl, right? Well, they got to pay him. They got to pay Jamar Chase, and it ain't easy. Some guys get to the Super Bowl and never get that chance, and I just... You know, Dan Campbell said some stuff after the loss, like, hey, it's going to be really tough to get back there, and he ain't lying. Lying. You like to see what I did there? Lying. First of all, for starters, you're going to play the first-place schedule, and the division is absolutely going to be brutal next year. You guys know I'm all in on O'Connell in Minnesota. I think he's a very good coach. Caleb Williams, likely number one pick. Bears arrow pointing all the way up. And then you got Jordan Love and the Packers, who smacked around the Vikings in Detroit, who nearly took down the Niners in the playoffs, who smashed Dallas. And it's like, whoa, arrow pointing up for Green Bay too. Now let's see what happens with Jordan Love this offseason. But like this idea that, oh, Detroit's going to be like a contender for years to come. Hello, Ben Johnson is probably going to get a job maybe today. He's definitely getting Seattle or Washington. He's getting one of those two jobs. We know that. We just don't know which one. So now you lose your offensive mastermind. And you'll say, well, that's they're going to be fine. Jared Goff's a veteran. Everything's going to be fine. Well, are we sure? Let's just remember what happened to Jalen Hurts when he lost Shane Steichen. I mean, Jalen Hurts was not the same quarterback. The offense was not the same. And they had Hurts' guy in there, Brian Johnson, who was the quarterback coach. So just simply promoting within, not a slam dunk. How about Josh Allen? Loses Brian Daboll. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. They got Daboll's right hand, Dorsey. He was with the terrible, was fired midseason. And now Joe Brady's got the job. So this idea that they're going to lose Ben Johnson and be okay, folks, that's just not how it works. And I'll remind you, first place schedule is absolutely brutal. Here are just some of the teams they will play. Schedule's not out, but the opponents are. So next year, Detroit will host Buffalo. They will travel to Dallas. They will travel to San Francisco. And the divisional opponents, it used to be this division stunk. And now they have to play Jacksonville, who's good, and Trevor Lawrence is still breathing. They got to play Houston, who won a round in the playoffs, and the arrow's pointing up, and they're going to be a hot team this offseason to improve. They got the Colts, another team, arrow pointing up, barely missed the playoffs. The only layup in that division is Tennessee. They get the Rams at home. Folks, that's a lethal schedule. They Seahawks, that game's never a layup. They do get them at home again. I don't know. You just look at those opponents, and I was like, oof. Man, that is not easy. Like, they're going to be dogs in Dallas, in San Francisco, probably home to Buffalo. Like, it's going to be difficult. It would not shock me if Detroit falls back to 9-8. And, oh, by the way, I haven't even talked about Jared Goff's going to command a new contract. They got coming up Penei Sewell in a year, and then they got to pay Aiden Hutchinson. Like, this stuff, your windows are so tight. I don't know, Rob. I'm not super optimistic on the Lions bouncing back next year and automatically 10, 11, 12 wins and being a conference finalist contender.
No, I would agree. And you know, I hate to be the stealer of fun because I said something similar last season after the Eagles lost the Super Bowl. Because we knew then, we didn't know they were going to get the job, but we knew then that both of their coordinators were interviewing for gigs, that they were a hot commodity, that Jalen Hurts' new contract was going to kick, he's going to get a new contract, and it was going to cost him a lot of money. And I said before the season that one of the reasons why I was picking Dallas to win the division, not Philadelphia, was I thought they were going to start off slow, two new coordinators, and then eventually pick it up there, close strong, but then it wouldn't be enough to catch Dallas. That happened, but in reverse. They started off strong, and then they tailed off because they didn't have the coordinator situation right. Jalen Hurts regressed, so on and so forth. Something similar could happen with the Detroit Lions next season. It was reported on Monday afternoon, quietly, by the way, by NFL Network, that Jared Goff is going to be looking to get a new contract this offseason because he'll be entering 2024 currently as a lame duck quarterback, and nobody ever wants to do that if you're a coach or a quarterback worth your salt. You get your money while you can. According to Ian Rappaport, though, the deal is expected to make Goff one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league. Rightfully so. I have no issue with Jared Goff getting all the money he can. The problem, though, again, is because the way these owners and these front offices operate, if you pay your quarterback, suddenly there's not enough money to pay everyone else, even though that's a myth. That's what they convince themselves. So all of this young depth that everybody's so excited about, chances are a few of them got to go. Like, I don't know if you're going to be able to re-up Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jared Goff and Penei Sewell and Aiden Hutchinson while still improving on the back end like you need to. Obviously, you hit on some good draft picks that's going to help you mitigate some of that, but, the way things are, somebody's going to be let go, whether you like it or not. That's just the way things operate in the NFL. That's number one. Number two, you brought it up. Ben Johnson's going to be gone. And I could make a case, as much as I'd like Jared Goff, that he's been more responsible for their offensive success this season than Goff has. He calls a great offense. Whoever gets him, whether it's Washington or Seattle, is going to be very happy. And I think he's one of the bright offensive minds that we have in this league, bar none, period, point blank.
Yeah.
The other thing is, Aaron Glenn was interviewing for head coaching gigs this offseason. Now, I don't think he's going to get hired by either of the two jobs. I think this cycle is probably going to pass him up. But the fact that he's on team's radar tells you maybe next season Aaron Glenn gets a head gig somewhere. And suddenly you're back in this situation with Dan Campbell with a high-priced quarterback, and he's a CEO head coach. Those are a dying breed in today's NFL.
Yeah,
it's Sirianni, it's Tomlin, and I believe it's Campbell are the only three that I can think of. Maybe Antonio Pierce, to a lesser extent, he has some play on the defense, but he's mostly the CEO coach now with the Raiders. But it's really, really difficult to keep this train moving, knowing that the division's getting better, knowing that your roster is probably going to look different moving forward, starting as early next season, and knowing you might potentially have to replace both coordinators within a span of two seasons. It's a really, really sketchy situation for Detroit moving forward.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. The line opened with San Francisco as a short favorite in the rematch from the 2020 Super Bowl. Very excited. If you listen to the pod, you know which way I'm leaning. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58. With code STRAIGHTFIRE, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. It's not looking good at all. And again, listen, you have the charm season. I'll never forget with Sanchez at quarterback of the Jets. They go from like rookie coach, rookie quarterback, with Rex Ryan, and they go to the AFC Championship game. And we're like, all right, this is the start of something great. And the next year, they got back there, and we're like, we're so close. Next year has to be the Super Bowl. And, Rob, this is not hyperbole. They have not been to the playoffs since that second Sanchez game. Back-to-back AFC title games, they were on the doorstep against the Steelers. No playoff trips. We're over a decade now. And, like, I know Lions fans are not going to want to hear this because they got a good team. Like, they're built well. But, again, the NFC is just only going to get better. NFC did not have a great year. I expect, like you, the Eagles to bounce back. By the way, did they officially hire Kellen Moore, or is that just like a rumor?
It's been reported, but you haven't seen the official press release come out yet. But it's been reported that he is their guy.
Interesting.
Vic Fangio's the defensive guy. But, you know, it's funny. You brought up the Jets because I was looking at a list that someone put out on Twitter late Sunday night. I had it bookmarked for myself. the teams that got really close, that were on the precipice of either making the Super Bowl or winning the Super Bowl, and crushingly were defeated. And, you know, like, don't worry, we'll be back next season. It's okay. Here's some of the teams that were listed. The 2007 Chargers. Remember those teams with Phillip Rivers and how loaded that team was? Yeah, they never made the Super Bowl. The Jets in back-to-back season, 2009, yeah. 2010. You're like, hey, we got Mark Sanchez, a great defense. We're going to be right there every year. No, you weren't. The 2009 Vikings. The 2017 Jaguars. Remember Jalen Ramsey and that defense? And everyone was so excited with Blake Bortles, and they were right there.
I think they paid Bortles after that.
They had Tom Brady and the Patriots on the ropes in the AFC Championship game. You're like, hey, this is a young team. They're going to be right back here. No, they weren't. They were picking first, not even, what, three seasons later. The 2019 Titans, the number one seed. They were going to be the number one seed. They ended up blowing
Ravens.
To the Ravens. And then they ended up losing to Joe Burrow and the Bengals with the fluke interception in the final 30 seconds that leads to Joe Burrow getting in field goal range and going to the Super Bowl. Like,
that's right.
Every team that you think is right there, almost to a man, is like the opposite of right there two seasons later. Like, unless you have Tom Brady or
Patrick Mahomes,
like, it's the not for long league for a reason.
Yeah.
And who's to say that the Lions aren't be the latest example of that?
All these people, Rob, are like, boy, that take aged poorly about Andy Reid maybe stepping away. Well, let's hold on. First of all, amazing job by them getting back to the Super Bowl. Is this 4 in 5 years?
Yes.
Yeah, we've talked about it. That's definitely a dynasty, is it not?
Absolutely.
I mean, I think they have, dude, they have three Super Bowls and one loss, right?
They've won two, lost one. This will be their fourth one here.
One, two, lost one. And it was interesting because someone was pointing out to me that, if you look at how you beat Mahomes, what did the Bucs do in the Super Bowl? They dropped back into a zone, and they got home with four, and they killed Mahomes. They sacked him a bunch of times. He was running for his life. I'm like, well, wait a sec. The Niners play a lot of zone. Goff carved it up. And they started to get home with four at the end. But I don't know. Are they going to be able to do that in this Super Bowl? Otherwise, you know, Chiefs are just going to win another one, man. Rob, I'm sorry. I'm all in on rooting for Purdy. And that's just going to be devastating to my daughter, who is obviously on the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift train. And was asking me Sunday, hey, what's the score, Dad? Who's winning? And they knew I was on the Ravens. So she was like, I'm sorry, I got to root for the Chiefs, and, you know, Taylor Swift. So it's going to be, again, me going against them. It stinks because, you know, I've kind of connected myself to Brock Purdy. And the victory lap will be incredible if Brock Purdy pulls this off, Rob. I'll just put that out there, by the way. Do you have interest here or no?
I have two. I feel like I'm in a win-win situation because before the season, I picked the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, even though I was ready to jump off the train after week one when I saw how terrible that wide receiving core was. So if they win, I feel like I'm vindicated because I picked them before the season. On the other hand, I've been on this Brock Purdy train since like October. And I saw a friend of the show, Dan Orlowski. We like Dan. He's been on the pod. You know, he's not on the pod. He's been on the radio show from way back in the day.
He's too busy to do the podcast.
Yeah, he's too busy not to do the podcast, but he's a friend of ours. And I saw him use my take. I'm not going to say he stole it because, you know, great minds think alike. I'm going to say he used my Brock Purdy comparison to Joe Burrow take that I had back in October, and he used it on Monday during an appearance on the McAfee show. So I'm like, hey, I don't mind you using it, Dan, but, you know, send me a text and say, hey, quickly, I want to use this. Can I give you a hat tip? But it's okay. Like, so if Brock Purdy gets it done, I'm going to feel vindicated in that regard too. So I feel like I'm in a win-win space right now.
Yeah, I don't know if I can... I'm not 100% sure that I can ride with Brock Purdy as the next Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow-ish, but Purdy's got a lot to prove. By the way, we'll put a cap on the NFL before we get to NBA here. The numbers for the Niners-Lions game, you knew they would be big. I mean, drama, comeback. I mean, this is going to be the most watched Fox NFC Championship game since 2012, which had 57 million viewers. Apparently, 56 million people tuned in for Brock Purdy versus Jared Goff. 56 million. They're calling this the fourth most watched non-Super Bowl telecast in network history. and it was up 19%. Who was in the NFC title game last year, Rob? I don't even remember.
Last year, it was... Oh my gosh, I'm spacing already. So the Super Bowl was Mahomes versus...
Eagles.
Eagles-Niners, and that was the one where Brock Purdy tore his UCL.
Oh, he got hurt.
And it was nobody cared about that game because by the middle of the first quarter, it was over.
It was over, right.
Yeah.
So $47 million in that one. $56 million. My gosh. Unbelievable. All right, let's get to the NBA. As I die from this cough that will not go away. You guys know I'm the biggest Steph Curry fan ever. Backstory for the new listeners. I had started a podcast way, way back before I even had a radio show. And the first guest, true story, was Steph Curry. This was like in 2011, before he even got like that contract that helped the Warriors start their dynasty. This was like when he had ankle injuries and stuff. He was not like Steph Curry. And I've been a huge fan ever since. And then he was rehabbing an injury. A surgery right before COVID, and he was at my gym, and then I saw him, and I got a photo, and I was like, you remember me, right? And he's like, oh, yeah. And I know he's lying, but, you know, it felt nice. Anyways, he does follow me on Twitter, but not Instagram, which hurts. Anyways, I'm the biggest Curry fan there is out there. But, Rob, this report, first from Shams Charania, that everybody except Curry's on the table, followed by an ESPN report from Ramona Shelburne saying, the Warriors will not make any trades without Steph Curry's blessing. In my mind, Rob, this is real. They're basically passing the buck to Curry and setting him up to be the bad guy. Hey, Mike Dunleavy, but remember, Bob Myers, it's really never been clear, Rob, if he was run out or he quit or he was, or his contract expired, they let him walk away. But it was clear that there was some sort of divide about how to prolong the dynasty. And there was the whole Jordan Poole mess, and then there was the, we got to keep Draymond, we got to pay Draymond. It just all was horrible. And depending on who you talk to, Myers wanted to break things up because he saw, like, we need to keep this going. They whiff on Wiseman. Kuminga doesn't look like a whiff, but it's been a struggle. And now the report is Dunleavy Jr., who was, I feel like, was playing like 5 years ago. He is now the GM, and apparently he doesn't want to do anything without Steph's blessing. Meaning, hey, the Lakers want Klay Thompson. Steph, what do you think? Like, this is horrible. I get it. Nobody wants to be the guy who tears down the dynasty like Krause with the Bulls. Remember? The whole last dance thing, and listen, this is the last run for us. We got to retool it around Kukoc, and we're starting over. And now Krause, you know, he's been dead for a while, a couple years, I think. And they just raised his, I don't know if it was a banner night or a jersey, whatever it was, and they booed him lustily in the building. And of course, the media got all huffy. He built the great dynasty. Yeah, well, all fans remember is he tore it down. Nobody wants that treatment. So what the Warriors are doing, and I feel it's kind of dirty, is saying, Steph, hey, the Houston Rockets want Draymond. What do you think? Should we trade him? So Steph is now being set up to be the bad guy. This is really chicken shit front office stuff. And Rob, you know I'm a huge Steph Curry fan. I don't think this is going to end well at all for him with the Warriors. For starters, I don't even think they're going to make the playoffs. Chris Paul's obviously out now. But they are like a Steph Curry 2 week absence away from missing the postseason. And, you know, even if they do get into the play-in and prevail, they're going to get smashed by Denver. So, I don't know. I just hate this for Curry. And I know people are going to feel sympathetic and want to keep Klay Thompson. But this is a business. It's not personal. And I know it's tough to envision Klay in another jersey. But you got to sell him to the highest bidder before he walks away and you lose him for nothing. And Andrew Wiggins, you got to ship him. I don't know what you can get. The problem is, Rob, you're selling low on all these guys. So for me, it's just a total setup to fail for Curry and the Warriors.
Yeah, I'm very fascinated by what they're going to do because, as you alluded to, they're basically pinning all of this on Steph Curry. And we did a podcast last week on the heels of the Adrian Griffin firing about the blood that is on Giannis's hands for what's going on in Milwaukee. Like, he's the one. They don't fire Mike Budenholzer without Giannis's approval, right? Giannis wants us to believe he had nothing to do with Drew Holiday getting shipped for Dame Lillard. I highly doubt that. I have no sourcing. I haven't talked to anyone on the situation, but I don't believe any NBA team with a superstar like that is doing anything without at least consulting with their star player. It was well reported that Giannis pushed for Adrian Griffin because he did not want Nick Nurse. And so now, fast forward, I don't think Adrian Griffin gets fired without Giannis knowing about it. So
yeah.
This has been the story in the NBA for years now. And it all started with LeBron James and the player empowerment era. And Steph Curry, surprisingly, has been the only superstar I can think of that has somehow avoided this situation through the entirety of his prime years. We saw LeBron, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, Giannis. Jokic hasn't had to make that decision yet, but I'm feeling that's going to be coming here relatively soon because you can't realistically pay all of those guys, I don't think, especially in a small market like Denver. So you're going to be into a situation where it's either Steph, we're going to keep the Steph, Clay, and Dre trio alive. Hopefully we can ride onto the sunset and try to get another ring here, which would be the romantic thing to do. Or you do the practical thing and you say, hey, Draymond's fallen off a cliff offensively. Klay Thompson is a shell of himself. That's what a torn ACL and a torn Achilles will do to you. Our young guys have not hit. The two-track plan did not work. We tried doing it. Didn't work out quite. We snuck our way into a championship, but it wasn't because we were so smart. It was because Steph Curry went nuclear for an entire playoff run, basically. That's kind of what happened. So, Steph, do we trade these guys and try to build around you while you're still near or at the top of your game? And if they put the ball in Steph Curry's court, I imagine just what we hear about him, the people who know him, he's going to say, don't trade these guys. I came in with them. I'm going to go out with them. I'm going to die on my sword. It is what it is. And if he does that, while he'll garner a lot of respect in the basketball community and in sports alike, I think you're going to see a lot of Warrior fans especially be kind of salty about it. Because he's absolutely good enough to be the best player on a championship team. The problem is the rest of the guys are not good enough to be part of a championship team.
Yeah, Warriors fans don't want to hear this, but...
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
I had a buddy, a local dad, who texted me. And again, I wasn't watching the game. I was driving back from my son's volleyball tournament. How can Curry be considered one of the best ever when he gets pulled from the game with a few seconds left for defense? Now, Rob, I'm assuming this happened Saturday night, right?
Yes.
Lakers-Warriors. Okay. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So then I look back, and I'm like, okay, not great. And obviously this guy, my buddy, is a big Kobe fan, and you know, he's obviously Kobe's better than Curry. And it's a fair, he's got a good argument. He's a smart Lakers fan. And I just wonder, hearing you talk about Steph that way, if he's going to be, you know, kind of pinned into a corner and in a bad spot, does he then say, you know what, guys, why don't you trade me and start over? And my guess would be no, because him and his family are there. They're pillars in the community, blah, 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 the kids in the school. Like, it's easy for me to say, hey, trade me to Charlotte. I get to go back to Charlotte and dominate where I wrecked at Davidson. You know, like, I don't see Curry doing that. But there's no path to greatness with this team. And if Curry were to sign off on Draymond and Clay getting shipped, like, are they going to hold it against him? Like, this is setting up poorly for Curry. And the worst part of it is, I think Curry's in the discussion for top 10 all time. Maybe it's top 13 all time, whatever. But he's there.
Yeah.
And if he's missing the playoffs here this year or next year, like, that certainly does not help his cause.
Yeah, and it sucks because, you know, even though I'm critical of Steph Curry because I don't believe that he is judged in the same space that Durant, LeBron, Kobe, Shaq, Duncan, like, I don't feel like he's judged on their same criteria, where if you are an all-time great player, you should be in the hunt every season. No matter what's going on around you, that's a mark of a great player. That's why, you know, during Kobe's down year with the Lakers, those down years there between the two championship runs, he was taking a lot of heat. Well, it's like, obviously Kobe's not that good. He's just Shaq's sidekick. Look what's going on now. His team sucks.
Couldn't get out of the first round.
Yeah. Could not get out of the first round. And he was ripped for it. Steph Curry, for whatever reason, escapes that criticism. And that's an issue that I have, but that's for another day. However, the truth is, and this is me being totally objective, they don't have a roster that's good enough to compete. Like, they are a small team. The Lakers right now are a mediocre team. The Lakers are the definition of mediocre. They're a 500 basketball team. And yet, if they were to get the Golden State Warriors in a playoff series, I'd have zero doubt the Lakers would beat them in at most six games. Because even as average as the Lakers are, they are head and shoulders better than the Warriors because they have too many roster deficiencies. They're too small and they're too reliant on one guy, Steph Curry. So if you're thinking that, you know, this team can make some kind of run, you're fooling yourself. The only way they're going to be able to is if they make the tough decision and blow it up. But again, if you do that, you're putting it all on Steph Curry again. You're putting the blood on his hands because you don't want to get your hands dirty.
Yeah. And the argument against, I feel like the best argument for Curry is he won before Durant, with Durant, and after Durant. And, you know, Kobe can say, I won with Shaq and then after Shaq, but he needed, you know, Gasol, obviously. I don't think there was anybody added to the Warriors. After Durant left, like, you can't say they added Andrew Wiggins. Like, that's a massive drop-off, you know. Curry's basically done everything humanly possible to exceed all the expectations he had when he came into the league. Like, if you had said, you know, LeBron comes into the league, okay, he's going to be an all-time great. Got it, check. Michael Jordan, a little tougher because at the time, didn't he go third overall? It was like Olajuwon, Bowie, and Jordan?
Yes.
It was like a totally different NBA. It was big-centric. I don't think it would have been a shock that Jordan would have been considered an all-time great. Kobe came out of high school. I don't think anybody had him being a top 15 player. Kevin Durant, I think a lot of people had pegged for greatness. Then again, he went after Greg Oden. But Curry's the one who slithered in there as, I think, the seventh pick overall, where he was a liability on defense. Maybe
he was the third point guard taken.
Yeah, Johnny Flynn went ahead of him.
Ricky Rubio both got drafted ahead of Steph Curry.
Oh, my gosh. And that's just not the case for anyone else in the top 10, right? There's nobody who snuck in. Like, let's see. Who basically, Bird obviously was taken for greatness. Magic, we know. Jabbar, they outlawed the dunk in college. That's how dominant Jabbar was. And Bill Russell, like, you go down the list. Curry is the only real outlier, right, Rob? Am I missing someone?
Yeah, no,
Tim Duncan
agree with
was
that.
Number one.
I would totally agree with that.
And then you go to the NFL, and it's total, like, Joe Montana, not the first pick overall. Not even close. I think third-round pick. Tom Brady, sixth-round pick. Patrick Mahomes, 10th pick overall. Like, football's so much more of a crapshoot than the NBA. Like, you pretty much know who's going to be awesome in the NBA, and nobody had a clue Curry would be remotely this good. And That's for me. He's going to be a top 10 player all time. I'm moving heaven and earth to get him in there. But then again, I'm a little impartial when it comes to Curry. I think Durant's the one on the fringe, and there's a good Durant discussion to be had about he wants to know why he's not considered an all time great. And I'm not talking top 10, right, Rob? Didn't he go on and say like he should be considered the GOAT?
Yes, he says why, you know, what have I not done to not be considered, you know, in the GOAT conversation?
And that's come on. Really? What, underachieving? Is that part of the GOAT conversation? And I'm a Durant guy. I like him. Even though he got upset at us. It's funny, Rob. Now I have people coming up to me saying, guys, it hoops. Bro, what'd you say about Cam Newton, man? I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, he wants to see you at the Super Bowl on Radio Row. I'm like, okay. I'm like, first Kevin Durant, now Cam? What happened? And they're acting like I'm rattled or shaken by it. I was like, okay, like so? Like on to the next. I got to drive my kid to volleyball practice. I can't worry about Cam Newton coming after me. By the way, has Cam said anything about Brock Purdy, Rob?
Not as I can tell. Not yet.
Interesting. No. You know, my other take that I was driving home on the herd on Monday was, hey, Patrick Mahomes really game managed the hell out of that AFC championship game, didn't he, huh? No risk taking, no mistakes. I don't know, Rob. It's wrong of me to come for Cam, but I'll say this. Do you think he would do a home and home with Straight Fire?
Do I think that he would? I think if you came at him humbly, that he's the kind of guy like, you're sure, I'll give you a chance. But if we were to just, hey, do you want to do a home and home? We ask him, he'd probably say no. Because he'd think that he's above it, right.
I think you sent me some Breakfast Club clip where he was like, I got to get paid for this, or I'm not yeah. working for free. I'm like, bro, yeah. You're talking about sports. Who's paying you? Like, I don't know. But like in college basketball, some people try to get the home and home, and some of the big schools are like, nah, man, we're not going to visit you. You know, one of those deals.
Right.
So I don't know. Anyways, any final thoughts on Curry? Like, what do you think happens, Rob? Is he traded? The status quo? Maybe they try to ship Chris Paul and Kuminga. I don't know how they retool around Clay and Draymond.
I'll tell you what. I think that Steph Curry is one of those guys who's really loyal to the soil. Draymond would have been traded like 3 years ago were it not for Steph Curry, because he's really fallen off. And I think that he's going to say, I'm riding with Clay and Dre all the way to the wheels fall off, no matter what. And because of that, he's going to go out admirably, but he's going to go out meekly, similar to the way Kobe Bryant did in his final year to the Lakers.
That's a strong take. All right, we'll end on that. NBA's getting spot. We haven't even talked about my guy Luka going for 73 over the weekend. 73!
Everybody's right, doing it these days.
Back tomorrow.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.